Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
John Mark, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm fine. You have the look of a man whose head is on a swivel. You're just...
It's a bobblehead.
Yeah, something like
that. It's the Bash bobblehead.
Yeah, it's a Bodark Bash week, and it's a crazy week for a lot of people, but in particular, you talk a little bit. We'll get to talking about the Bash itself, but what's involved in the last minute preparations for this last few days?
Well, you know, it's the little things, you know, just marking of the street where the vendors are going to be. It's, you know, you've promised everybody a 10 by 12 space on the street, and you go out with tape. And Cheryl and I both are getting a little bit to the point where it's hard for us to bend over. So we get some volunteers. Last night we had Evan Humphreys and his friend Gage came down and helped us. They've got young backs and young knees, and they helped us do tape. We're finishing the taping this afternoon. And the other day we had a little snafu on our banner. We didn't check it before we put it up, and it said the 21st and 22nd, and it said 21st RD, 21 RD. And let me tell you what, I think I'm going to start doing that from now on, because, man, you can't believe blow up on Facebook. At least people are looking at the sign.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's like the old adage about putting the sign upside down to get people's attention. Yeah. Boy, if you put something on there in Commerce, Texas, I guarantee what, you're going to get blown up about it.
Wow. So how about that? That's interesting. How many people come to the Bodark Bash? Get any way of saying that? And especially how many people come from out of town?
A lot.
Well, I know that.
A lot, but I don't know. I know the Magnuson is full. Every hotel around here is full when we have this event. We have had police chief, when Kerry Cruz was police chief, he tried to estimate a lot. The first time he came down there, he said there was 14,000 people. And we've grown every year. That's 4.5, 5 years ago. When that happened, we usually think that there's between 12,000 and 15,000 that come for the event, especially when we have a lot of vendors. And this year we have a lot of vendors. It's gonna be jam packed. We put people up on the grass between Mugs and it's now a little bit of Country. We put on Gerald Thomas over by Cowhill Express. We filled that grass to accommodate people. And then some people want to do that. Cross Trails Cowboy Church goes over there, and they dig pits to cook their roasted corn, huh. and that's kind of cool. But where the wine tasting is, they increase every year, and people come in and they say, well, last year I had one booth, I want two this year, and just to expand to bring more stuff in. And it's really this is our 33rd year. And so, you know, we're getting it right, I think.
You know? I would say so. I think it's something that might have a chance of making it. Might last.
It might,
Paul,
last.
You know, so we're talking with Paul Voss with the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. Bodark Bash is Friday and Saturday. So what's new this year?
We have a fire truck that's coming this year and they cook pizza in the fire truck, and it's really cool. And they've bought another fire truck now. Of course, we've got corny dogs, and we got, you know, all the stuff. We're having beer again this year at the Bash, and it's helped by Hunt County No Kill. Is helping us do the beer venue downtown this year. Of course, Benny Keith is a great, great sponsor of ours. Our premier sponsor is Commerce Chevrolet Buick, and they add so much to us. Every vendor we have, we've increased our money that we make every year. That's how we function all year long. Is the money we a lot of the money we get coming in from the Bash, and This year we're up over $5,000 than we were last year. And that may not seem like a whole lot, but in the grand scheme of things, over and above for us, that's a lifeblood.
$5,000 more than you brought in last year.
How many
vendors would you say right now?
140.
Goodness gracious. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's, you know, and people, we have, some, and I can't tell you exactly who they are, but we have vendors that have been here for the whole 33 years. Yeah. And that's really cool. Because they consider commerce a second home.
Yeah, amazing.
And during this, and when they come over here for the bash, you know, everybody goes, why do you do it when it's so hot? You know, well, you know, there's a 30% chance of rain both Friday and Saturday, so it may not be hot.
You know, I mean, there's no time of year when you're.
No, not in Texas.
Perfect.
Not in Texas.
So really,
not in Texas. But we're headlining this year Chris Colston, and he is led off by the Nevermind Band. They're leading him off. The Beatnik Bandits are coming in from Austin. And Beatnik Bandits. And,
you don't hear the word beatnik very often anymore.
No, you do not. You know, Lennington's son is who's from Commerce. There's two kids in that band from Commerce. And so it's kind of cool to have those.
Yeah.
And then, but it's, you know, it's going to be so much fun. We just tell everybody, please come and please have a good time. And I want to thank one other thing, Glenda Henderson over at the high school. We've got about 30 kids, honor kids from the high school that are coming to help as well. So, you know, it just it's a citywide thing, and it's a citywide, and we got a lot of pride in this, and it's a lot of fun.
You'll be sleeping late on Sunday, I guess, huh?
But do not try to call me for the next week after the bash.
That's what I figured. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us today.
Thank you, John Mark.
Paul Voss, manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.